Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. August is here, and for many families, that means getting kids the gear they need for school this fall. And this year, back-to-school shopping comes with a new set of challenges as inflation leaves many trying to figure out how to pay for everything they need. Contributor Eileen Dalabrida takes a closer look at the back-to-school shopping landscape in her latest piece, available at DelawarePublic.org. And she joined me earlier this week to discuss what she learned. So let's start where we usually start, which is what are retailers expecting from back-to-school sales this year compared to recent years? Do they see, despite inflation, a good year?
I think that they are, well, we know that parents are going to be spending more, but they're not going to be getting more for their money. The inflation looms large. According to a poll by Deloitte, we're going to be spending about 8% more per kid, and that is about $661 up from, but that is up 27% from 2019, the last back to school season before COVID closed a lot of schools. So, and the National Retail Federation, and it's a huge, the biggest retail group, says that shoppers are going to spend about $37 billion with a B this year on back-to-school shopping. And that will match last year's record season, even with people economizing. And that is about $864 a pop.
Wow. So the money's still flowing into retailers. What's coming out to families, though, is not, as you said, as much. And the main factor, obviously, is inflation. We saw some increased costs last year because there were supply chain issues at this time of the year. But this year, as you've made clear, it seems so much worse. What's the biggest impact? Are there items that are just simply much more costly this year that, that families just have to bite the bullet and buy, even though the sticker price is like, oh, boy?
Yeah, I mean, the big three, the big three that we see the largest increases in are computers, electronics, and furnishings for dorms. You know, your kids' microwave, that little fridge, linens, things like that. And just staples are going to be paying more money for backpacks and lunchboxes. But the increase is not as great as for the big three, the computers, electronics, and door furnishings.
And you also note in your piece that the high costs are prompting more people to turn to credit cards to get everything they need, correct? This is not, you know, a situation where maybe you have that money just hanging around to spend on these things.
Well, most parents had that money hanging around last year. Because there was a lot of money that was going out that was because of the pandemic and because of the child tax enhancement, but those things have gone away. So it's been tough for parents who had kind of gotten used to getting that extra money, and now it's not coming in, and so they're having a hard time with their budgets. So almost half, 42% of parents are expected to take on some level of debt to pay for school shopping.
And I guess there's, you know, one strategy you can use to deal with these high prices and maybe lower the costs is things like thrifting, shopping secondhand. Are we seeing more of that? Can that really help drive your final costs down if you go in that direction?
You know, we are, and it truly is a win-win. There are plenty of gently used things out there, particularly in clothing, that are perfectly good that some other kid can wear to school and get good use out of, and it doesn't wind up in the landfill or whatever. It's a really good strategy. And Goodwill stores in Delaware have really gotten with the program. They have back to school shopping sections, and a lot of them have racks that are dedicated just to school uniforms. So if you're looking for that deal, that is one portion of your budget that consumers do have some control over, that they can go out there and shop and get a good deal.
It might take a little more legwork, but in the end, it might be worth it to do so. Are there any bigger sales or deals out there that could also help people lower their back to school costs?
There sure are. I mean, Walmart is always the leader in deals. And this year you can get a 24-pack of crayons for 50 cents, a 70-page notebook for 35 cents. Another doorbuster is a 4-pack of Sharpie highlighters for $2.77. Target is really helping parents out with deals on backpacks and shoes, and Target and Bed Bath and Beyond are, in addition to offering discounts to teachers, are also offering discounts to college students.
Any benefit to shopping online versus heading out to a store at this point?
Well, you don't have to put gas in your car. The back to school has traditionally been hands-on. It's been a really good experience for parents and kids to go out and enjoy themselves. They can comparison shop. They can get their own little lesson in home economics. They can, have ice cream, do something together. We are seeing a lot less joy in back to school shopping. As somebody who's covered retail for 25 years, this really, I think, is very significant, that that this bonding experience has just been hammered by parents. People, they're just weary. They're worn out. They've gone through 2 years of COVID, and now they're getting socked by inflation, and they're tired.
And I suppose all this doom and gloom is one reason why I think you're reporting that people are just putting off shopping to begin with. Are people kind of procrastinating, maybe just because they just don't want to deal with it?
Yeah. Traditionally, back-to-school promotions start around the 4th of July, and they have been pushed back this year. And I think that a part of that is because uncertainty has become the norm. And people don't feel a great sense of urgency to plan ahead because they've internalized that things change, and things change rapidly. And that's reflected in the way schools are conducting business, because they've had to change too. And a number of districts throughout the state of Delaware haven't even put out their list of supplies yet.
And finally, we usually talk about back-to-school shopping being a bit of a harbinger of what to expect for the next big shopping season, which, of course, is the holiday shopping season. Are retailers keeping a close eye on what we're seeing here, the trends that are forming, to get a sense of how good or bad things may be in a few months?
I think so. How can they not? It's these two seasons, they are the two most important seasons for retailers. And if people aren't feeling great, if people aren't feeling confident about back to school shopping, you don't have a lot of time to turn that ship around before the next few months when we get into the winter holiday shopping season. So I'm hoping that there are some sort of events that restore consumer confidence, because I think that's what's needed. And if not, it might just be a tough holiday season following a tough back-to-school shopping season.
Thanks to Delaware Public Media contributor Eileen Dalabrida. You can read Eileen's piece on back-to-school shopping right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. The U.S. military faces some real recruiting challenges these days. we take a look at what's fueling those challenges and how it's playing out here in Delaware. Next, this is The Green on Delaware Public Media.